It's time now for Emporia State Hornet Basketball. Hornet Basketball is brought to you by McKenzie Pest Control, working hard to safely protect your family from unwanted pests all year long. Pest-free, the best it can be. Call 620-342-4222. By Nextech Wireless, the latest in wireless technology, fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Nextech Wireless inside the Flint Hills Mall. By Emporia State University, hands-on learning that prepares students for successful careers. Discover the possibilities at emporia.edu. Bunge North America, dedicated to improving the global agribusiness and food production chain since 1818. By Carrie's Diamonds, for the special gift to celebrate the biggest moments in your life. 1015 Industrial, Carrie's Diamonds, where their difference is you. By The Station, Emporia's nightclub and event venue at 402 Merchants. Open Thursday through Saturday. The Station, where Emporia connects. Also brought to you by the RV Dock, the Credit Union of Emporia, Longvine Auto Plaza, Prairie Land Partners John Deere, Plumbing by Spelman, Hair Crafters, Witten Construction, Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care, PT Associates of Emporia, and Charlie's Place. Also brought to you by Prof Sports Bar and Grill, Express Tire Pros, Cheryl Schumann Electric, Mark II Lumber, Mel's Tire, Farm Bureau Agent Brian Fillinger, John North Ford, Mainstay Suites, The Pizza Ranch, Shoal Construction, Flint Hills Mall, and Williams Automotive. Now stay tuned for Emporia State Hornet Basketball.
From the Missouri Western State University Fieldhouse on the campus of Missouri Western State University in St. Joe, Missouri, good afternoon and welcome to Emporia State Hornet Basketball. As this afternoon, the Emporia State Lady Hornets take on Missouri Western. Let's take a look at our starting lineups for this afternoon's contest, brought to you by Plumbing by Spelman at 821 Commercial for residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and surrounding communities for generations. First off, for the Griffins of Missouri Western, they come into this contest with a record of 19-5, 13-3 in the MIAA. They're coached by Candy Whitaker, who's in her fourth season. 70-39 is her record. And this is the lineup they will go with. At the guards will be Johnny Gonzalez, 5'6", junior out of Kansas City, Missouri, by way of Bishop Miege, averaging 4 points, 2 rebounds, and 3 assists. Also at a guard will be Brianna Budgets, 5'10", junior out of Kansas City, Missouri, transfer from Central Arkansas, 17 points and 3 rebounds. At the forwards, Connie Clark, 5'10", junior from Birmingham, Alabama, averaging 15 points, 9 rebounds, and 2 assists. Also at a forward, Jordan Cunningham, 6-foot junior out of Grimes, Iowa, 6 points and 3 rebounds, and in the post will be Trinity Knapp, 6'2", junior from Shawnee, Kansas, Mill Valley High School, Missouri State transfer, averaging 6 points and 3 rebounds. For the Emporia State Lady Hornets, are 12-10 on the season, 7-9 in the MIAA, coached by Toby Wynn in his fifth year, 91-47, and this is the lineup they will go with this afternoon. Treasure Jope gets a start at the guard spot, 5'7", junior out of Wichita South, averaging 21 points, 3 rebounds, and 2 assists. Also to guard, Victoria Price, 5'8", junior from Grand Prairie, Texas, transfer from Utah State, averaging 9 points and 3 rebounds. Also at the guard, Elena Hartman, 5'10", sophomore out of Spearville, Kansas, averaging 7 points and 5 rebounds. At a forward spot, it'll be Sydney Tenner, 5'10", junior out of Amarillo, Texas, transfer from Seward County Community College. She comes into this contest averaging 3 points and 4 rebounds, and in the post will be Audrey Beatty, the 6'2 freshman from Beatty, Texas, averaging 3 points and 3 rebounds. Starting lineups brought to you by Plumbing by Spelman, located at 821 Commercial, for residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and surrounding communities for generations. Emporia State dressed in their road blacks, and Missouri Western wear dressed in pink this afternoon as part of cancer awareness. The tip is up and controlled by Emporia State. They will play to the basket. To our right, as we view it courtside, we're across the floor from the teams. Audrey Beatty over on the wing, left side, looking for somebody to get the ball to. Gets it off to Treasure Jobe. Treasure with the basketball. 14 seconds on the shot clock. Swings it over on the right side. Sydney Tinner. Shot clock down to 9. Sydney from the free throw line shoots it up and left it short, but the rebound gets tipped out to Sydney, and Emporia State resets the offense. Treasure taking it to the left side of the floor, takes it to the baseline, gets it out to Audrey Beatty with her foot across the three-point stripe. Shot is up and good for Audrey Beatty, and Emporia State takes an early 2-0 lead. Western quickly into front court. This is Budgetts working on the left side. Now works it out front to Connie Clark. Connie takes the middle of the floor. She'll direct the offense. Bounce pass, and ball gets booted by Victoria Price as she stuck her foot out in the passing lane as they tried to go down low to Trinity Knapp. So the shot clock gets reset to 20, and Missouri Western will play it inbounds on the baseline. They play it to Cunningham. Down the lane goes Connie Clark. She lost control of the basketball, and Sydney Tinner comes away with a steal, and Emporia State heads the other direction. Treasure Joe with the ball, working out front, being chased by Johnny Gonzalez. Gives it off to Victoria Price. Goes from left to right on the dribble. Gives it off to Elena Hartman. Gets a screen from Audrey Beatty. Shot clock at 13. Now gives it off to Sydney Tinner. She can't handle the pass. Loose ball picked up by Connie Clark. Connie Clark at the other end gets an easy layup. Emporia State getting the ball in bounds and going step for step with Treasure Job is Johnny Gonzalez, 5'6 junior, matching up with Treasure Job. Just underway, 2-2 our score. Treasure with it on the right wing. Little crossover move, kicks it out to Sydney Tinner. She thought about the three, now gives it off to Elena Hartman. Elena with 9 seconds on the shot clock, backs it into the free throw circle. She'll put it up with 6 seconds to go, off the glass and scores the bucket. Elena Hartman puts Emporia State on top by a score of 4-2, with 7:58 to play here in the first quarter. There's Budgetts for a three. It's off the mark. No good. Rebound goes to Elena Hartman for Emporia State. Water basketball brought to you by McKenzie Pest Control. Working hard to safely protect your family from unwanted pests all year long. Pest free the best it can be. Call McKenzie 620-342-4222. Treasure Job on the left side of the ring to the free throw line. Shot up and left it a little bit short. Off the front end of the rim, rebound to Trinity Knapp for Missouri Western. They'll swing it up the floor to Budgetts. Budgetts tries to drive on Elena Hartman, almost lost it. Now gives it off to Johnny Gonzalez, has it out front. Johnny swings it left side, almost bobbled by Cunningham, and she traveled with it in the turnover. Gives it to Emporia State. That bobble maybe forced her to travel with the basketball, and the turnover gives it back to Emporia State. Also in action this afternoon, Emporia State baseball team. They're playing Northern State. They're in the bottom of the fifth. 3-1 the score. Emporia State with a lead in that game. Go Hornets. Elena Hartman in backcourt with the basketball, working against Connie Clark. Gets it into front court. Now feeds it off to Faith Paramore, who's checked back into the lineup. She's replaced Sydney Tinner. Elena Hartman on the wing right side with the basketball. Down to 10 seconds on the shot clock. Top the key, it goes to Treasure Joe with 7 seconds. Long three, out the front of the rim, no good. Rebound goes to Cunningham. Cunningham will push the ball into front court. Tries to drive, kicks it out to Budgetts. She'll launch a three. This one's good. Brandon Budgetts gives Missouri Western a 5-4 lead. 6:37 to play here in the first quarter. Faith Paramore across the timeline and gets the ball taken away from her by Jordan Cunningham. And Cunningham at the other end gets a steal. And Cunningham just reached in and stole it away from Faith Paramore, and Emporia State now trails at 7-4. On a 5-0 run are the Griffins. This is Audrey Beatty giving it off to Elena Hartman, working on the wing left side. Steps back to the three-point line. Now feeds it off to Paramore. Shot clock down to 12. She thought about the three. Almost has her pass deflected, but she's able to get it back. Gets it off to Victoria Price. Victoria Price in the lane. Floater up. No good. Rebound gets tipped out, and we're going to get a foul, a shot clock violation. No foul, but a shot clock violation on Emporia State. Thought that shot hit the rim, but it didn't. Missouri Western will have the ball to play in bounds. Emporia State will send in Mary Lakes. Also checking in for Emporia State will be Kylie Shear. Also shedding the warm-up and stepping into the lineup will be Katie Harina, who we haven't seen for a couple of weeks after she's battled an elbow injury. It's good to see her back in the lineup. Stevie Stinchcomb also available to play. Coach Wynn told me earlier in the week he was hoping that maybe he could go the rest of this week without having to play either Harina or Stinchcomb. Here's the ball. It gets deflected out of bounds. Last touch by Treasure Joe, but she knocked it away from Connie Clark. Shot clock showing 20 seconds. Western to play the ball inbounds on the baseline. Gonzalez trying to trigger it in. The count is on, and that's a five count. Turnover to Emporia State. Nice job of defending on the inbounds play, so the Hornets get the turnover. Hornet basketball being brought to you by Bungie North America, dedicated to improving the agribusiness and food production chain since 1818. Treasure Joe with the basketball. Gets it across the timeline. 7-4 Missouri Western. 5:33 to play first quarter. Treasure Joe about top the key. Mary Lakes goes down low, intended for Faith Paramore. She didn't go get the pass. It sails out of her reach, and the turnover gives it right back to Missouri Western. Shortest distance between 2 points is a straight line. That pass didn't make this right straight line pass. Here's a feed to Clark. Lane line right, working against Treasure. And they call her for a travel first. Nice defense from Treasure. Avoided drawing a foul and also forced the turnover. Now Missouri Western will apply some full court pressure on the inbounds play. The play, Hornets played inbounds to Treasure Job. She's picked up by Johnny Gonzalez in backcourt. Treasure lobs it into front court. Faith Paramore back out front to Treasure. Dribbles it to the left side of the floor. Gets a screen from Mary Lakes. Now Treasure from 15, right side. Shot crawls off. No good. Battle for the rebound. And Faith Paramore battling for it. She gets tied up. Alternate possession will give it to Missouri Western. And they'll have to play inbounds out of the media timeout. What a basketball being brought to you by Charlie's Place. Open 7 days a week with daily specials, 10 TVs to watch sports, play darts, and free pool on select days. Charlie's Place at 116 Commercial in Emporia. 7-4 Missouri Western with the lead. Let's pause 1 minute. This is Hornet Basketball on Mix 104.9.
You don't have to be a tech expert to enjoy the latest devices. Get a Samsung Galaxy S22 Plus or iPhone 14 Pro Max half off at Next Tech Wireless. Not only are you getting a great deal on those devices, you're also getting them with a great customer service guarantee. We'll help you get your information transferred from your old phone and help you learn the ins and outs of your new phone. Next Tech Wireless.
Did you know that each year termites cause billions of dollars in damage? That's why you should consider the Centricon system with always active technology from McKenzie Pest Control to help prevent costly termite damage before it occurs. Centricon Always Active is always baited and always ready to protect your home or business from damaging termites. And it's affordable. Call McKenzie Pest Control for a free termite evaluation and learn how Centricon Always Active can help protect your biggest investment.
Your home for Hornet Sports. Today's best hits. Mix 104.9.
4:55 to play first quarter. 7-4 the score. Missouri Western with the lead. They'll have the ball out of the timeout after the tie up in the alternate possession on the jump ball call. Hornets applying pressure in backcourt. Connie Clark gets it across the timeline, takes it to the free throw circle. Now feeds it top the key to Gonzalez. Back to Clark, just right of the free throw circle. On the wing, shot up and good from 15 feet away by Trinity Knapp. And Missouri Western leads it 9-4. Emporia State had the early lead in this game at 4-2, but since that time, it's been a 7-0 run by Missouri Western as Treasure Joe brings the ball into front court. Treasure bounce pass right side to Faith Paramore, to Katie Harina from the left elbow. 3-point shot off the mark, no good. There's a shot rimmed out on her. The rebound to Missouri Western. They'll feed it up the floor to Budgets. They get it down along the baseline, and the traffic Clark throws it up and in. Connie Clark gets the basket right in front of the basket. And it's an 11-4 Missouri Western lead. Lady Hornets need to find a way to score a bucket. Last time they scored was with 8:04 to go. Here's Treasure Job on the wing right side. Goes up to the dribble, gets it in the lane. Driving against Gonzalez, puts up a shot out the glass and it goes in. And Treasure Job gets her first basket of the ball game. Here's a pass Down low, tipped by Emporia State, but Missouri Western able to save it. This is Gonzalez in the lane. Out on the corner to Budget's left side. Tries to drive on Harina. Gets it in traffic. Shot up, no good. And Harina gets knocked to the floor by Mary Lakes. And Mary says, sorry, didn't mean to do that. Helps her up off the floor as Mary picks up the first personal foul. And this will put Brianna Budget's at the free throw line. Substitutions for Emporia State. Elena Hartman, Sydney Tenner, and Victoria Price check back in. Mary Lakes, Katie Harina, and Faith Paramore will check out. Water basketball being brought to you by Next Tech Wireless. Latest in wireless technology, fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Next Tech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Mall. Substitution for Missouri Western, Mary Foltz into the lineup, a 6'1 junior from Stillwater, Minnesota. And that Brianna Budgets knocks down the free throw. Checking out of the lineup is Trinity Knapp. Second free throw coming for Brianna, and she makes this one. I think it was her 5 points here in the first quarter. Johnny Gonzalez leaves the lineup. She'll be replaced by Camille Evans, a 5'7 junior out of Kansas City, Kansas. Emporia State being pressured in the backcourt. Treasure Joe gets the inbounds pass, gives it back to Elena Hartman. Elena brings it across the timeline, takes it to the right side of the floor. Shovels it off to Treasure Job. Treasure driving, puts it up from five off the glass and scores the bucket. Treasure Job with four, makes it 13-8 Missouri Western with 3:08 to go here in the first quarter. This is Camille Evans with a basketball, gives it off to Connie Clark. Gives now to Brianna Budgets just behind the three-point stripe. Shot no good, rebound to Victoria Price for Emporia State. She'll feed it up the floor to Treasure Joe. Treasure on the right side of the floor. Goes between the legs with a dribble. Shoots it up from 15. It's off the mark. No good. Rebound to Connie Clark for Missouri Western. Feeds it up the floor to Evans. Evans feeds it across the floor to Cunningham. Now back out front to Connie Clark. Now just to the right of the free throw circle. Shot no good for Missouri Western. They get the offensive rebound. That's Connie Clark who sticks it back up and in. She gets outworks Emporia State for that rebound. The Hornets were battling for it, just didn't grab the basketball first. 2:17 to go here in the first quarter. Oop, Treasure travels. Dragged her pivot foot, tried to come to a stop, and dragged her pivot foot, and the turnover gives it right back to Missouri Western. 15-8 the score. Missouri Western with a 7-point lead. Substitution for Missouri Western. Abby Bala will check into the lineup. Setting down will be Jordan Cunningham. 2:10 to go here in the first quarter. This is Brianna Budgets. Gives it off to Bala. Now out front with it, Connie Clark. Picks up the dribble. Gives it off to Foltz. Foltz now hands it off to Evans. Shot clock down to 10. This is Connie Clark with the basketball. In traffic. Kicks it out left side. Foltz for a three. No good. Rebound goes to Elena Hartman. Lobs it out to Treasure Job. She'll bring it up the floor. Takes it to the left side. Driving to the basket. Kicks it out on the wing. Goes to Victoria Price. Throws it off the glass. Missed it. Just a tough shot taken by Victoria Price. Brianna Budgets will bring the ball into front court. Swings it on the wing right side to Evans. Goes underneath the basket. Now feeds it in the paint to Connie Clark. Tap the key to Brianna Budgets for a three. No. Rebound battle for it, and Missouri Western will keep it alive. They get it down low underneath the basket. Wide open is Camille Evans, and she gets the layup. And Coach Toby Wynn says, I need a timeout. That ball is being tipped around, and Missouri Western out chasing the ball. And Emporia State not able to grab some defensive rebounds and offensive rebounds, and they're down by 9 at 17-8 with a minute 15 to go. Here in this first quarter, Missouri Western 4 of 12 from the floor for 33%, 7 of 12 from the field for 58%. Emporia State just 4 of 12 for 33%. Western's 2 for 2 from the free throw line. Emporia State yet to shoot a free throw. They're 0 for 2 from beyond the arc. And Missouri Western winning the rebounding battle 18-5, not as bad as it was in the first quarter on Thursday night at Northwest Missouri State. Water basketball being brought to you by the station, Emporia's nightclub and event venue at 402 Merchant. Open Thursday through Saturday. The station is where Emporia connects. I don't know if you caught Water Talk last Monday, but Coach Toby Wynn talking about the connection they have with Missouri Western coach Candy Whitaker. Assistant coach Kyle Unruh was an assistant for Candy when she was at Texas Tech. And Candy also played at Seward. At one time. That's a connection with Coach Toby Wynn. 1 minute to go here in the first quarter. Emporia State with the basketball. Treasure Joe with the ball. Works it out front. 8 seconds on the shot clock. Audrey Beatty with five, with four, with three, with two, with one. Shot no good. Battle for the rebound, and Western comes away with it. Pushing the ball up the floor. This is Alyssa Bonilla. They get it down low. And shot no good for Brianna Budgets, but she gets fouled, and she'll be at the free throw line. Picking up the personal foul for Emporia State will be Sydney Tenner. That is her first. Second team foul on Emporia State here in this first quarter. And Brianna Budgett's at the free throw line for the second time in this quarter. And she knocks down the first free throw. That gives her 6 points. She's tied with Connie Clark for the team lead. And Missouri Western up by 10. Second free throw is also good. 7 points for Budgett. Substitution for Missouri Western. Jordan Cunningham will check in. Connie Clark will check out. Down to 34 seconds to go here in this first quarter. Treasure Joe up the floor. Sydney Tenner back to Treasure. Oh, almost lost it. That pass was a little bit off balance. Here's a feed in the deep right corner to Victoria Price. She didn't have the open shot. Here's Sydney Tenner driving with the ball. Try to go up with a shot. Gets the shot knocked out of bounds off her fingertips. As knocking it away was Jordan Cunningham. 16 seconds on the shot, or on the game clock, 12 seconds on the shot clock. Want us to play it inbounds on the baseline. They'll play it in to Victoria Price. Victoria Price down the lane to the rim, goes up the shot and gets her ball knocked out of her hands. It goes out of bounds. It'll remain Emporia State basketball. Reaching in, knocked the ball out of her hands was Alyssa Bonilla, the 5'4 sophomore out of El Paso, Texas. Substitution, Cleo Murray into the lineup for Missouri Western. They play it into Victoria Price, and her shot way off the mark. And a battle for the rebound draws a whistle. And going hard to the floor will be Mary Foltz for Missouri Western. They call the foul on Treasure Job, who is battling for that rebound as well. It'll be ball out of bounds for Missouri Western. Lady Hornets now shooting only 28% here in this first quarter. They need to turn that around in a hurry. And hopefully they can do that. And then in the backcourt, an unnecessary foul being committed by Victoria Price, was going for the steal, instead commits the foul. That'll be the fourth team foul on Emporia State here in this first quarter with 7 seconds to go. Missouri Western will have the ball to play inbounds in backcourt. They play it inbounds to Bonilla. Bonilla races it across the timeline. She'll throw up a shot to Bonilla, whose layup is, or Budgets, and her layup is good right before the buzzer goes off. They found Budgets right underneath the basket. She scored the bucket, and it's a 21-8 Missouri Western lead at the end of the first quarter of play. Quarter basketball being brought to you by Nextech Wireless for the latest wireless technology, fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Nextech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Mall. Let's pause 1 minute. This is Water Basketball on Mix 104.9.
If you want bragging rights for the best night ever, head to Emporia's newest nightclub, The Station, in downtown Emporia. The Station is a space for everyone with an extensive drink menu and late-night eats, pool tables, air hockey, darts, and more. Need space for your crew? The Station is ready for every party with banquet rooms for events big or small for both young and old. For current hours and specials, find The Station on Facebook. The Station at 402 Merchant, where Emporia connects.
For the next 30 seconds, think about the future you want to build, because you can build it at Emporia State University. With faculty and staff who truly care about your success, you'll build knowledge and skills in majors that will prepare you for in-demand careers like education, nursing, business, and cybersecurity, just to name a few. At Emporia State University, we're building a new way, a better way to build your future. Come join us. Schedule a visit today at emporia.edu.
Today's best hits, Mix 104.9, KFFX, Emporia.
Back at the field house on the campus of Missouri Western State University, Hornets trailing 21-8 here to get the second quarter underway. Lady Hornets have the basketball. Elena Hartman shoots a three, rims out, no good. Rebound goes to Missouri Western. Lady Hornets being out rebounded 11-5, and they've been outscored 19-2 after they had an early 4-2 lead. Here's Brianna Budgets for a three-pointer on the right elbow, and Coach Toby Wynn says timeout. It didn't even take 40 seconds. A little over 34 seconds into the second quarter, and Coach Toby Wynn says, I need to go back over what I talked about at the start of the quarter. What a basketball being brought to you by PT Associates. Like ESU basketball, PT Associates is committed to excellence. PT Associates of Emporia, 12th and Industrial, where hard work pays off. Let's pause 1 minute. You're listening to Hornet Basketball on Mix 104.9.
Call the Top Guns, the masters of disaster, when creepy, crawly critters show up on the scene.
For over 50 years, McKenzie Pest Control has offered quality service to all of East Central Kansas. With a knowledgeable staff and hometown service, let McKenzie Pest Control make your home or business pest-free, the best it can be. Call McKenzie Pest Control, professionals you can depend on.
McKenzie Pest Free, the best it can be.
Don't feel bad if you're not a phone expert. That's what we're here for. At Next Tech Wireless, we'll help you in the transition to a new device step by step. Want to customize the screen? We've got you. Have questions about some of the functions? We're happy to help. You're not just another number to us. Come see us today and we'll get you into the best phone for your needs. We're friends. We're neighbors. We are Kansas. Next Tech Wireless.
Today's best hits, Mix 104.9, KFFX, Emporia.
24-8, Missouri Western with the lead. Emporia State out of the timeout, makes wholesale substitutions. Kylie Shear, Faith Paramore, Katie Harina, Macy Smith, and Mary Lakes are on the floor. Three-point shot missed by Faith Paramore. Missouri Western with the basketball. They get it in the paint to Cunningham, driving the baseline, Clark. Now they work it on the elbow to drive with it is Bonilla. One-handed pass left side for a three from Murray. Shot no good. Rebound gets tipped out, and Missouri Western comes up with a basketball. Here's a 15-footer by Clark. No good, and a battle for the rebound on a whistle and a foul. We'll call this one on Mary Foltz, 6'1 junior out of Stillwater, Minnesota. Picks up her first personal foul. Team foul number one here in this second quarter. 24-8, Missouri Western. Lady Hornets had a 4-2 lead to start the game, but the offense kind of dried up and ended up not taking advantage of some opportunities, and they're only shooting 25%, 4 of 16 from the floor. Emporia State trying to get the ball inbounds as the count is on, and Faith Paramore will play it inbounds to Katie Harina just in the nick of time. Katie takes it to the left side, keeping the dribble. Tries to drive down the lane. Nothing open there. Gives it off to Macy Smith, the OP high product. Now to Kylie Shear on the left elbow, way beyond the arc with 6 seconds on the shot clock. Tries to drive. Gives it off to Mary Lakes. She's open for three. Hit the side of the rim. No good. Rebound out of bounds to Missouri Western. Substitution for Missouri Western. Back into the lineup, Trinity Knapp. Also back into the lineup, Johnny Gonzalez. Brianna Budgett's also back on the floor. Jordan Cunningham stays on the floor. Also Connie Clark on the floor for Missouri Western. Budgett's has it on the wing left side. Feeds it out front to Gonzalez. Now top the key to Clark. Asking for a screen. Gets it on the left or right lane line. To Knapp. She has her path cut off. Now gives it to Clark, and Clark runs over Emporia State's Macy Smith as she draws the charge. Connie Clark will pick up the personal foul. What a basketball being brought to you by McKenzie Pest Control. Working hard to safely protect your family from unwanted pests all year long. Pest free the best it can be. Call McKenzie at 620-342-4222. Right wing three off the mark. No good for Kylie Shear. And the rebound goes to Missouri Western. Brianna Budgett's across the timeline. Dribbles it to the right side. Gives it off to Cunningham. Cunningham now goes from right to left and shovels it off to Gonzalez. Gonzalez down the lane. Pulls up from 10. Shot up. No good. Rebound goes to Katie Harina for Emporia State. Katie will push it into front court. Driving to the basket. Goes to the rim. Throws it up off the glass. No good. Rebound Mary Lakes. Gives it back to Katie Harina, who almost lost it. Kicks it out to Faith Paramore. To Katie. Left elbow three. No good. Rebound goes to Missouri Western. Pushing the ball up the floor. Johnny Gonzalez. Feeds it in the paint to Budgett's layup, no good. Or correction, that was Clark and her layup, no good. Mary Lakes with a rebound. Hands it off to Macy Smith. And Macy will bring it across the timeline. Swings it right side. Faith Paramore. Free throw just out top the key. It goes to Mary Lakes. Back to Faith Paramore, trying to work around a screen being set by Mary. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Faith in the lane. Shoots it off the glass. Missed it badly. Rebound goes to Missouri Western's Trinity Knapp. Up the floor, Gonzalez tries to drive, feeds it on the wing. Now they go back down low to Gonzalez. Lost the dribble, loose ball on the floor. She finally tracks it down, gives it off to Brianna Budgett. Tries to drive with the ball, kicks it off to Gonzalez. She'll launch a three. That one's good. Nice patience shown by Missouri Western. The difference is they're making their shots, and Emporia State is not. The Lady Hornets have taken one more shot than Missouri Western, but they have made five fewer. Missouri Western is 9 for 20 from the floor. Emporia State just 4 of 21. Here's Katie Harina. Lobs it out front to Faith Paramore. Left side it goes to Kylie Shear. Asking for her screen, doesn't get one. Johnny Gonzalez on her. 3 seconds on the shot clock. 2 seconds. Faith Paramore throws up a shot. It's good. She got the shot off before the shot clock went off. So Faith Paramore gets her first basket of the ball game, and it's 27-10. Here's Gonzalez on the wing right side, working against Macy Smith, shoots it up and in. Johnny Gonzalez with five, and it's 29-10, 19-point deficit for the Lady Hornets with 5:12 to play here in the first half. Free throw circle, Mary Lakes couldn't handle the pass, not a good pass, and steal for Gonzalez, layup at the other end is good. Boy, this has turned ugly in a big way, and Coach Toby Wynn says, give me another timeout. For the last three games, we've seen Emporia State play much better than this, but this is the way we saw them playing before they went on their three-game win streak. Shots aren't falling, and they're not making good passes. They have turned the ball over 6 times already in this first half, and Missouri Western has been able to score 6 points off those 6 turnovers. And Emporia State's being outscored in the paint 14-6. And their Lady Hornets are being out rebounded 19-9. And Missouri Western's been able to outscore Emporia State 6-2 on second chance points. And Coach Toby Wynn trying to find all the right moves and counterbalances, but right now the difference is Emporia State not making shots. They're getting looks, but not making shots, and Missouri Western is. Hornet basketball brought to you by Carey's Diamonds for the special gift to celebrate the biggest moments in your life at 1015 Industrial. Carey's Diamonds, where their difference is you. College basketball action earlier today in the Big 12 on the men's side. Iowa State over Kansas, 68-53. The Jayhawks are now 18-4 on the season. Also a final in, number 11 Baylor over Texas Tech, 89-62. Game that is underway, Oklahoma State leading TCU, 43-29. That's just at the start of the second half. Later this afternoon, Kansas State hosting Texas. That is a 3 o'clock tip tonight, Oklahoma at West Virginia. That on the men's side in the Big 12. Treasure Job, Sydney Tenner, Elena Hartman, Victoria Price, and Audrey Beatty on the floor for Emporia State out of the timeout. Treasure has it out front, swings it on the wing right side to Victoria Price. Now in the corner goes to Audrey Beatty, working against Clark. Skips it out to Sydney Tenner. She'll shoot the three. It's in and out. No good. Rebound tipped around. And Treasure tried to tip it to one of her teammates, but it got volleyball back. And Missouri Western ends up with a basketball. Budgets has it on the left wing, working against Tenner. Tenner goes down low to Knapp. Her shot up. No good. Offensive rebound to Clark, and she scores the bucket. She just came flying down the lane and got the offensive rebound and the stick back. That gives her 8. And it's 33-10, a 23-point differential So Lady Hornets are trailing this one. Here's Treasure from the free throw circle. Jumper good. Treasure with six. Treasure has six. Audrey Beatty, two. Elena Hartman, two. Faith Paramore, two. Hornets need more offense. Here's a three off the mark for Brianna Budgets. Rebound goes out of bounds. They'll give it to Missouri Western. Sydney Tenner was the last one to touch it for Emporia State. She tried to tip it to herself, but it went out of bounds instead. Clark gets the inbounds pass, takes it to the free throw circle. She'll shoot it up, and the rim's out. No good. Rebound Elena Hartman for Emporia State. Quick outlet to Treasure Job. Treasure into front court. A little crossover move. Takes it to the wing right side now. Working against the defensive pressure of Cleo Murray. Treasure gets shoved big time. Nothing called. Here's Treasure from 15. Shot crawls off. No good. Rebound out of bounds to Emporia State as Brianna Budgets knocks it out of the hands of Connie Clark for Missouri Western, and the Emporia State Lady Hornets will get the basketball. Substitution for Missouri Western checking into the lineup will be Mary Foltz. She will replace Trinity Knapp, and checking in will also be Abby Bala, 5'7 sophomore out of Katy, Texas, and sitting down will be Brianna Budgets. 3:41 to play, second quarter, 33-12. Missouri Western with the lead. Hornets play the ball inbounds to Sydney Tenner. Now she hands it off to Treasure Job out front. Treasure backing in against the pressure, and then coming from top the key, Clark gets the deflection. She breaks out down the floor. Her layup at the other end is good. Set up by Connie Clark, who just snuck around from behind and from the blind side, tipped it away, and then Missouri Western gets the breakaway layup. 35-12, Missouri Western. Here's Victoria Price down the lane. Layup is good for Victoria Price, her first basket of the ball game. Makes it 35-14, a 21-point differential. Here's Clark in the lane. Tries to feed it to the right wing. Gets booted out of bounds by Emporia State, and the Griffins will keep the basketball. What a basketball brought to you by Next Tech Wireless. Latest in wireless technology, fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Next Tech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Mall. Here's Murray. Thought about the three. Hands it off to Gonzalez. Back to Murray. Now she'll shoot the three. She'll hit it. Cleo Murray knocks down a three-point basket. That will be her 24th made three, so it's not unusual to see her make a three. Victoria Price for three. She hits it. Victoria Price knocks down a Haircrafters three. First one of the ball game for the Lady Hornets. Call Mark Kraft, 620-342-6172. Make an appointment to get your haircut at Haircrafters at 1027 Commercial. And ball down in the lane, trying to force up a shot. Mary Foltz in there, and she's going to get fouled. Picking up the personal foul will be Elena Hartman. And this will put Mary Foltz at the free throw line. Substitution for both ball clubs. Brianna Budgets in for Missouri Western, and Emporia State will send in Kylie Shear. Free throw on the way and good for Mary Foltz. Makes it a 39-17, 22-point lead for Missouri Western. Second free throw coming for Foltz, and this one's good. 40-17, Missouri Western. Treasure Job, 6 points here in this first half with the basketball. Gives it out to Victoria Price. Takes it down the lane, puts up the floater, and scores it. Victoria Price has scored the last 7 points, and the Hornets get a steal. Treasure Job shot crawls off, no good. Rebound out of bounds off of Victoria. Oh, they're going to say it's off of Missouri Western. No, they change it. They give it to Missouri Western. And I thought it was last touch by Victoria Price, but wasn't going to take that, turn that gift around. 40-19, Missouri Western, 2:02 to play in the first half. Western will have the ball to play inbounds in backcourt. They play it inbounds to Budgets. Pass up the floor to Clark. Clark has her path cut off by Treasure Job. Feeds it out to Bonilla. Down low, they feed it to Foltz. She gets her shot blocked out of bounds by Emporia State's Sydney Tenner. Ball goes out of bounds. It will remain Missouri Western basketball. Alyssa Bonilla will play it inbounds for the Griffins. Plays it into Brianna Budgets. Her shot out the mark. No good. Long rebound to Victoria Price. Victoria into front court. Gives it off to Elena Hartman in the deep left corner. Sydney Tinner. Now she'll take it in the lane to the rim. Not a good shot. Partially blocked. Loose ball. Feet up the floor to Budgets, and the layup is good. 42-19, Missouri Western. A minute 24 to go. Here's Victoria Price trying to drive and gets the ball taken away by Connie Clark. Clark up the floor to the basket. Layup is good, and a foul's going to be called on Kylie Shear. Connie Clark with 12, and picking up the foul will be Kylie Shear, the 5'8 sophomore from Cheney. She'll get a shot at a three-point play. Connie Clark with 12 right now, 14 for Brianna Budgets. The two big scorers for Missouri Western are pounding the Lady Hornets. Free throw on the way is good for Connie Clark. That gives her 13 points. That's 27 points from Connie Clark and Brianna Budgets. Emporia State has only scored 19. Here's Treasure Job. Lane line left. Spin, shoots, scores. Tough basket for Treasure Job. That gives her 8 points in the game. Makes it 45-21. 24-point differential with 55 seconds to play here in the half. What a basketball brought to you by Emporia State University, preparing students to go from classroom to career. Learn more at emporia.edu. Foltz has it. Well, she may have gotten away with a walk. Gives it off to Murray. 7 seconds. Lobs it down low to Foltz. Back out to Murray. Top the key three. No good. Rebound picked up by Kylie Shear. She'll push it up the floor. Gives it off to Victoria Price. Lays it up, scores the bucket, and draws the foul. Victoria Price will be at the line for the end one. Picking up the personal foul for Missouri Western will be Cleo Murray. That is her first third-team foul here in the second quarter on Missouri Western. And Victoria Price will be at the free throw line for the end one. Victoria's free throw is up and good. Took the friendly bounce off the front of the rim, back of the rim, and through the hoop. Down to 25 seconds to go, 45-24. Western quickly into front court. They have it out front with the basketball. Bonilla. Bonilla, 15 seconds on the shot clock. Feeds it off to Cunningham. Back to Bonilla, and we get a tie-up. Alternate possession will give it to Missouri Western. They'll have it to play inbounds on the baseline. Western to play it inbounds. Bonilla plays it off of Elena Hartman. Now she's working out high. Almost lost the dribble. Able to keep the dribble. Now leaves it off to Foltz, who gets her shot blocked by Elena Hartman. And Emporia State will not get a shot off before the end of the half. Our score at halftime. Missouri Western, 45. Emporia State, 24. We'll be back with our Longmont Auto Plaza halftime show right after this timeout. You're listening to Lady Hornet Basketball on Mix 104.9.
There's nothing better than keeping a little bit of a loved one with you everywhere you go. Hi, this is Carrie from Carrie's Diamonds, and we can take your loved one's handwriting or even fingerprint and make a one-of-a-kind piece of jewelry that you will love for a lifetime. We offer in-house custom design and engraving, so let's get together and create that perfectly unique jewelry item or gift to celebrate the life of the person you love. Carrie's Diamonds, 1015 Industrial Road, across from the fairgrounds. Our difference is you.
At Bunge North America, they take great pride in sourcing soybeans grown from our local farmers and turning them into products used by the most trusted names in the food industry. Bunge has been building relationships with farmers and customers for over 200 years to produce quality oilseed to make value-added ingredients. They've worked to understand their needs and develop relationships built on service, quality, satisfaction, and trust. Bunge North America, helping feed the world since 1818.
It's time now for the Long Pine Auto Plaza Halftime Show. Long Pine Auto Plaza, your Chevrolet dealer in Emporia. Driven by LongPineAuto.com.
Everyone's transportation needs are different. Everyone knows that. That's why at Long Pine Auto Plaza, we're ready to help you find the right vehicle and provide you with the best customer service available. Or if you're looking for a pre-owned model, we have those too. We'll even be glad to make an offer to you on your current vehicle if you're wanting to sell it. Our award-winning service will help keep you on the road. So come see us or visit us at www.longvineauto.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Today's best hits. Mix 104.9. KFFX Emporia.
45-24, our score at halftime. Missouri Western with the lead. Lady Hornets jumped out to a 4-2 lead, but from there on, it was all Missouri Western as they would outscore Emporia State 21-8 in that first quarter. And a horrible start has really come back to haunt Emporia State, and that was one thing that Coach Toby Wynn wanted to try to avoid, a horrible start, and that they had. As in the first quarter, Emporia State shot only 28%. They were just 4 of 14 from the floor in the first quarter. They were 7 of 18, a little bit better in the second quarter, but just 11 of 32 in the half. So Emporia State just not making shots here this afternoon, and some of the shots that they were taking were tough shots in this contest. Let's take a look at our halftime stats brought to you by Witten Construction, your trusted hometown construction specialist. Call Joe Witten today for an estimate at 620-343-6054. Looking at the individual numbers first for Missouri Western, they're being led by Brianna Budgets with 14 points. She's 4 of 10 shooting the ball, 2 of 6 beyond the arc, and 4 for 4 at the free throw line. She also has 2 assists and 2 rebounds. 13 points for Connie Clark. She is 6 of 9 from the floor, all of them inside the arc. She is 1 for 1 from the free throw line. She's leading the Griffins with 5 rebounds. She also has 3 steals and 3 turnovers. 3 points for Cleo Murray. 2 points each for Mary Foltz, Camille Evans, Jordan Cunningham, and Trinity Knapp, 7 points for Johnny Gonzalez. Emporia State being led by Victoria Price with 10 points in the ball game. 8 points for Treasure Job, who's just 4 for 10 from the floor. Victoria Price is 4 of 7. And not much else from the Lady Hornets. 2 points for Audrey Beatty, 2 points for Elena Hartman, and 2 points for Faith Paramore. Looking at those team numbers, Missouri Western in the first half made 17 of 36 shot attempts for 47%, 4 of 12 beyond the arc for 33%, and 7 for 7 at the free throw line. Emporia State, 11 of 32 from the floor for 34%, just 1 for 9 beyond the arc, and only went to the free throw line once. The only free throw they shot was Victoria Price's free throw on an N1 late in the second quarter. Emporia State being out rebounded 26-14. Leading rebounder for Missouri Western, Connie Clark with 5. Emporia State's leading rebounder, Elena Hartman, with 3. Emporia State with 8 turnovers in the first half, 6 for Missouri Western. Emporia State had a 2-point lead early in the ballgame at 4-2. They only led for 2 minutes and 5 seconds. Missouri Western has led the rest of the way, 16 minutes and 43 seconds. Their biggest lead was by 26 points. It's currently at 21 at 45-24. Emporia State gets outscored 11-0 by Missouri Western off of turnovers, 22-14 in the paint. Missouri Western outscores Emporia State 10-2 on second chance points, and they score 16 points off of breakaways. Emporia State with only 3 points off of breakaways. Again, we're at halftime, and Emporia State trails it 45-24. Our halftime stats have been brought to you by Witten Construction, your trusted hometown construction specialist. Call Joe Witten today for an estimate. You can reach him at 620-343-6054. We'll be back with more on our Longmont Auto Plaza halftime show right after this timeout. This is Hornet Basketball on Mix 104.9.
We've all had to share the road with bad drivers, but at Farm